Morning Watch. Making ourselves ready for the Lord's coming. Week 2. Making ourselves ready for the Lord's coming by growing in life unto maturity. Tuesday. Related verses. Hebrews 6 verse 1. Therefore, leaving the word of the beginning of Christ, let us be brought on to maturity, not laying again a foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith in God. Matthew 5, verse 48. You therefore shall be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. John 10, verse 10. The thief does not come except to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and may have it abundantly. John 3, verses 6 and 15 and 16. Verse 6. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Verses 15 and 16. That everyone who believes into him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that everyone who believes into him would not perish, but would have eternal life. Colossians 2, verse 19. And not holding the head, out from whom all the body, being richly supplied and knit together by means of the joints and sinews, grows with the growth of God. Romans 12, verse 2. And do not be fashioned according to this age, but be transformed by the renewing of the mind, that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and well-pleasing and perfect. 2 Corinthians 3, verse 18. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding and reflecting like a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, even as from the Lord's Spirit. Related reading. The meaning of the word mature in Greek is at the end point. When the word is used to describe organisms, it denotes completion, full growth, and maturity. This word is used many times in the New Testament, referring to the believers being full-grown, mature, and perfected in the life of God, which they receive at the time of regeneration. It indicates that, although we receive the life of God when we are regenerated, after regeneration, we still need to grow and mature unto perfection in this life. The last stage of transformation is maturity. Maturity means the fullness of life. When one is mature, he has no shortage of life. Transformation is a metabolic change in life. Thus, transformation is not a matter of fullness. It is a matter of change. Only through transformation can we reach maturity. We have a natural life, but this life is not good for God's economy. Although our natural life does not need to be replaced, it does need to be metabolically changed. Although our human life is necessary for God's economy, it should not remain a natural human life. It should be a human life that has been transformed in nature, so that the divine life may be mingled with the transformed human life to become one. At least two verses in the New Testament unveil the matter of transformation. Romans 12, verse 2 says, "Do not be fashioned according to this age, but be transformed by the renewing of the mind." The Greek word translated transformed in this verse also appears in 2 Corinthians 3, verse 18. The word transformed in these verses indicates that in our Christian life we need a metabolic change. We do not need outward correction and alteration. Rather, we need an inward change in nature and in life. When we were saved, we were not only justified and our sins forgiven, we were also regenerated. At regeneration, a new life, the divine life, was put into our spirit. From the time of our regeneration, this life has been transforming our natural life. As the divine life changes our natural life, it imparts more and more of the divine life into our being. Therefore, transformation is the change of our natural life. When this change reaches the point of fullness, the time of maturity has come. Maturity is not a matter of our being changed. It is a matter of having the divine life imparted to us again and again until we have the fullness of life. To be transformed is to be changed in our natural life, whereas to be matured is to be filled with the divine life that changes us. Genesis 37 through 45 is a record of the process of Jacob's maturity. This process began in 37 verse 1, and it lasted until 45 verse 28. Probably in all his life, Jacob never suffered as much as he did in these 9 chapters. They are truly a story of Jacob's suffering. In these chapters, we have the dealings in the last stage of Jacob's life. The sufferings he underwent here deeply touched his personal feelings. After these chapters, Jacob had no further dealings. Rather, he was fully matured, he was filled with the divine life, and he had the expression of God and the dominion of God. For God's expression and dominion, there is the need of maturity. Only a mature life can bear God's image and exercise his dominion. Even in chapter 37, Jacob could not bear God's image or exercise God's dominion. Although he was transformed, he was not yet mature. His partiality toward Joseph proves that he was not mature. Therefore, God sovereignly placed Jacob under his hand that he might become mature.